Day two is complete, and today was a long one. I mean, yesterday was a bit of a warm-up. Started taking Diamox today in the morning in anticipation for the climb. You'll have to look at the Instagram to see where we're at. I left kind of all that information in order to scale down my pack. But we climbed a great distance. I think we climbed up 3,000 more feet, and it was about 8 hours of climbing with a stop and a lunch through the moorland of Kilimanjaro. And so it was hot. And then we just got to camp, and it's pretty cool. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed kind of on this climb, especially with a group of our size, is we haven't got to the place where there is kind of a alone time. You're with the team and committed to the team and encouraging one another on and spurring one another on, regardless of where the person lives or comes from, or even their denominational bent. Most people on this trip are of the Christian faith, and you share the space with them. And it's kind of like off the theme of last night's little devotional and talk is how do we know our place and share our space with others, and in order to be hospitable, and in order to be, making room for the other to thrive and grow. And so I was thinking about that a lot. I had like probably 10 really great conversations many people today had, you know, headaches, sick in the stomach, you know. Most of us made it here today. And yeah, by the grace of God, I'm feeling fantastic. You know, and I know we're going to cross that 13,000 feet, you know, tomorrow, and I'm going to start feeling it. But I feel really good, and we're about to have dinner in a minute and receive a word from the Lord. But on the climb, I was just reminded about how I'm committed, or my community's committed to closing the gap between others, to grow as a disciple of Jesus by, you know, cultivating communities of belonging, by creating communion with Jesus, yes, and with one another. And so we would say, let us seek a God-drenched life attuned to life together. And so, I've taken on this posture in this trip and trying to, of being a listener and a learner. And whereas yesterday was a listener and a learner to our porters and our guides, and the wonderful people of Moshi and Tanzania. Today was really being a listener to our team, and Ethiopia team, Rwanda team, that I primarily hiked with. So I wanna listen, I wanna learn well, that I might live in the same space for the next 5 days with these people. And so I wanna listen and listen intently, and I wanna grow in attention over talent, in humility over ego, with a perspective that others are more important. And here's what was cool about the whole thing. It was like when I got to my tent, set up my little kind of area, essentially that just means like pulling my sleeping bag out and getting my clothes prepped for tomorrow before I go to dinner. I had two things that I looked at, and let's see if I can find them actually. Yeah. One was another letter from my family, and it's so good. A question that was asked was, what does Kilimanjaro mean? And there's some that would say it means like that the cap is like white, or the like summit is white, like the roof of Africa, but we really don't know. It's kind of like this, what is this space? And I like that better, because I'm kind of going, as I said on the last episode, I'm just going to listen, I'm going to learn, I'm going to receive from the Lord and from others. I was just so grateful to receive from my family, even though I haven't been in contact with you for a couple days. And I will be by the time you listen to this, but man, you're my heart. And then a shout out to my homeboy, Bruce Nelson. You know, Bruce gave me essential oils for the trip. And if you know me, you know I'm not an essential oil guy. But I said I would take them to the mountain and I would try them. One is like almost like a Bengay, and it works, man. So Bruce, hey, more love. And he also gave me a couple scripture verses for every day. And so Psalm 8:1, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. So today, as we climbed, we got to see not only the surrounding peaks, but we got to see the full of Kilimanjaro and the summit. And so it was kind of like this moment of like, we are not there, but we will be, in this growing anticipation building. So prayer for day two is given by Pastor Evan. I was able to go to Ethiopia in 2015 with Evan and his wife Debbie, and so enjoy this blessing that was given to us as we climbed day two.
Hey David, this is Evan McBroom in Middle Tennessee. I'm outside with the sound of cicadas and birds and an occasional car on this country road, thinking of you guys in Kilimanjaro. Let me pray for you guys. Well, Father God, as the team today makes their second day climb, which will be a difficult climb of 6 or 7 hours, and as they put each foot in front of the next and each foot in front of the next, and where they may feel tempted to find their identity in being climbers today, Lord, let them find their identity in you. Let them just rest in knowing that being a son or a daughter of the King is all they need to be. And so no matter how they're feeling, no matter how successful, on top of the game or not, they feel in their climbing, Lord, we just pray that today and through the rest of this trip and for every day, that they would just be able to rest in the knowledge of being with you and being your son and daughter. Lord, we strive, and I mean, what more picture is there of striving than trying to make it to the top of a mountain? But in this moment, Lord, I just pray that their striving would change to being, that they would just be fully present with you, with one another. Just pray for these dear friends of mine and ministry leaders, for David, who we've shared time with in Ethiopia and at Missio Dei, that while he's on sabbatical, that he and others would just today rest in the knowledge of who they are, not what they do. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.